The following recording is a production of Critical Studies in Media Communication, a publication of the National Communication Association and distributed by Taylor & Francis under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. For more information about this audio recording and Critical Studies in Media Communication, please visit Taylor & Francis at www.tandfonline.com.
Cable Guys, Television and Masculinities in the 21st Century by Amanda Lotz, published 2014 by NYU Press. Reviewed by Maria Zulima of the John F. Kennedy Institute at the Freie Universität Berlin. Popular discourses on contemporary cable television series surround the depiction of what many journalists and TV critics describe as masculinities in crisis. The flawed male protagonists of celebrated shows such as The Sopranos, Breaking Bad, The Wire, Mad Men, and The Shield have been, and continue to be, at the center of this discourse. Yet while a few publications, including Bret Martin's Difficult Men, gestured toward the importance of televisual masculinity, they rarely explore in detail what these gender dynamics entail. The situation in the academic fields of television and media studies is strikingly similar. Although academics have generally acknowledged the relevance of approaches of gender studies for their objects of investigation, most analyses do not incorporate these or attempt to develop theoretical or methodological approaches to analyze gender in a media-specific way. Amanda Lotz's new publication, Cable Guys, promises to fill that void by providing a much-needed framework for the systematic consideration of previously disregarded depictions of masculinity in television series. Lotz previously explored female-centered television series in Redesigning Women, Television After the Network Era. Her analytical shift towards masculinities in television series is not only complementary to her previous work, but also aligns itself with a larger intersectional movement within critical humanities and social sciences that broadens the scope from analysis of marginalized or deviant positions within social hierarchies towards socially privileged, unmarked, and therefore previously invisible positions of normality. In Cable Guys, Lotz approaches constructions of televisual masculinity as complex processes of negotiation. She begins her study by outlining the terminology and context of her framework, and then developing a model of competing and conflicting types of masculinities. In the following chapters, she puts this model to use in a deeply compelling analysis of what she terms male-centered serials, in chapters 2 and 3, male intimacy within groups in chapter 4, and dyadic friendships in chapter 5. The strength of these chapters lies in their complex consideration of narrative trends within the larger institutional, industrial, social, and cultural structures that affect them. For instance, to account for changes in the depiction of masculinity on television, Lotz points to the multi-channel transition in the television industry at the end of the 20th century and the impact of second-wave feminist activism on industrial policies, as well as the revised gender scripts that influenced a whole generation of producers, viewers, and characters. In the first chapter, Lotz adapts sociologist Raven Connell's work on hegemonic masculinity to fictional serialized television texts in order to develop a continuum of patriarchal and feminist masculinities against the backdrop of these specific production and reception contexts, which he calls post-second wave. Patriarchal masculinities are characteristics or performances that support the privileging of men in social and cultural hierarchies, whereas feminist masculinities are diametrically opposed to such hierarchies in that they question any privileging of masculinities based on gender. Yet, as Lotz shows in subsequent chapters, performances of television masculinities rarely position themselves at the ends of this continuum. Characters rather embody complex negotiations of patriarchal as well as feminist attributes. This is not to say that narrative texts do not privilege certain types of behavior or character traits over others. Following Lotz's argument, it is precisely the conflict over which traits of masculinities are presented as best, preferred, or following Connell and Antonio Gramsci's as hegemonic within the narrative universe of a television series that illustrate the changes of gender scripts within a post-second wave environment. While Lotz does acknowledge the importance of serial storytelling for the complex negotiations of masculinities in television series in this chapter, Seriality as a significant dynamic of the overlapping production and reception of these narratives plays a minor role in her narratological analysis. However, her framework for understanding how masculinity is negotiated could easily be expanded to include seriality as a condition of gender performance. In the second and third chapters, Lotz identifies and examines a distinct narrative form that has been evolving since the early 2000s, the male-centered serial. A central narrative theme of shows like The Sopranos, The Shield, Nip/Tuck, Dexter, Sons of Anarchy, Breaking Bad, Hung, or Men of a Certain Age is the conflict of reconciling post-second wave ideals of involved fatherhood and companionate marriages with patriarchal notions of providing. This double bind of work and home is especially prominent when protagonists turn to legal means to accommodate the felt responsibilities of being a father and a husband. As Lotz suggests, these shows construct narratives around anxieties and complex negotiations of contemporary masculinity, but quite remarkably, never blame female characters, the women's movement, or feminism for the contestation of patriarchal masculinity. In the following chapters, Lotz shifts her focus from the single protagonists of cable drama series towards the interactions and maintenance of relationships and intimacy depicted in groups of male characters. Drawing on Eve Kozofsky-Sedgwick and Ron Becker for their work on homosexuality, heteronormativity, and homophobia in U.S. culture, Lotz illustrates how masculinities are negotiated within the homosocial enclave of trusted friends or co-workers and the dyadic friendship. While narratives in the male-centered series largely exclude gay masculinities in favor of an overwhelming heteronormativity, Lotz disentangles complex connections between the care work of relationship maintenance, intimacy, homophobia, acceptance of gay identities, and the possibilities of queer readings. Despite the catchy title of the book, Lotz also incorporates broadcast comedies into her analysis. Surprisingly, some of the broadcast series, such as Boston Legal or Scrubs, proved to be most progressive in their depictions of intimate friendships among male characters. And in all of her analysis, Lotz addresses issues of class and race, thereby illustrating the ways in which her model is capable of accounting for intersectionality, as well as the necessity of intersectional approaches for television and media studies. The continuum in the question of which gender identities and performances can become hegemonic under which contexts provides television and media scholars with an important tool to investigate performances of gender as well as race, ethnicity, class, age, and sexuality within serial texts. Lotz's study is a significant step towards a much-needed consideration of gender studies in the analysis of television series. Overall, Cable Guys is an extremely important and deeply engaging read for anyone interested in TV studies, gender studies, feminist media criticism, or narratology.